Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards first. Bacabella fields the ball and throws to McAnally covering. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive towards first. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaBoy. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. There goes Callison trying to get to third. Bailey throws the ball into LaBoy, who tags Callison for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing third base. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive beyond third. Popovich can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wine moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wine scores. Hunt moves to third. Staub moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops it up and throws to first, with McAnally covering, for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops it up and throws to first, with McAnally covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kessinger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Beckert steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. John O'Donohue now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Popovich moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Callison reaches second base with a double. Popovich scores. Pepitone moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Howie Reed now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Pepitone scores. Callison moves to third. Hickman moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holtzman hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hickman moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Howie Reed. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bacabella scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Swoboda goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Bateman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field. Bailey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Hickman moves to second. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan bunts towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Ortiz moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Ortiz now playing center field. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Mac Jones pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Swoboda reaches third base with a triple. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's Expos, 6, Cubs, 6. Jim Colburn now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. It's 7-6, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Ron Tompkins now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bacabella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Boots Day now playing center field. Ron Swoboden now playing left field. Mike Marshall now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.